You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment. From the AfterBuzz studios in Los Angeles, California, and streaming live on Ustream, this is AfterBuzz TV for X Factor. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest X Factor news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, picking up where the show leaves off and the buzz continues, it's AfterBuzz TV for X Factor.
Hey, y'all, and welcome to X Factor AfterBuzz TV with your favorite host, by the way. We've got me, myself, and I, Kat Bayless, the Macedo twins over there on the couch.
Yeah. Hey.
Melissa and Michelle, Marcy, JC, Ronnie, Junior. And we got Phil in the booth tonight, not Jesse. Oh, there's Jesse, my love. I love you too, Phil, but like Jesse, yes, sir, yes, sir. Hello. The second to last show of X Factor. We're very sad. And it's almost Christmas time, which we're very happy about, but yet very stressed. And I feel like X Factor is very stressed too, yeah, because of the fact that Rachel Carew
made a scene.
Our little girl from Colorado, right?
I know.
Wait. Was kicked off.
Were you gonna do an impression?
Okay, so all of you who are not watching, you need to watch because I'm gonna do a reenactment of Rachel Crow, and someone needs to be Marcus.
Someone has Marcy to be Marcus. Is gonna be Nicole, right?
Yes.
Well, Marcus wasn't that difficult because he just looked like off to yonder.
But he had
like,
something going
he
on.
He had a reaction.
You can be Paula.
Okay.
And I'm gonna be Steve.
Here we go. Are we ready? Who's gonna be the announcer?
I'll be the host.
Okay, here we go.
This is the casting couch.
Okay.
So this is if you missed X Factor last week.
The one who will be voted off is... Rachel Crow. Oh no.
Is there a camera that shows she drops her camera?
Wait. Mama!
I'll be the mama.
You promised me!
It's gonna be okay.
I'm going to Disney. I'm fine. But that was good TV. Okay,
wow.
Yeah.
Can I just say?
And minutes later, she consoles Nicole. So that was like the funniest thing.
Yeah, she's like, oh, it's okay. Oh, and live with Kelly. I guess it's now just Kelly. Wait, oh, it's okay. Oh, it's fine. I'm fine.
Everyone was so upset.
I don't know why.
She was like, why is everyone making a big deal? Because you made a big deal.
Yeah.
And you did it on purpose.
And you collapsed.
I felt so bad for Marcus because Marcus was so upset for me and he sat in the back.
He should be happy.
He almost quit. He almost quit the show. He was crying after the show because she
was crying.
Who said he was crying?
The New York Post. New York Post did an article on that he was crying after the show because he's getting so much hate. He's known as the baby killer. On Facebook, Twitter, everyone's just blowing up that
people
he needs
are so
to get
people are doing way too much
people
with the death
so
threats.
It's America's fault Rachel went home.
Let it go. Smell the coffee.
Rachel set everyone up. She was like, Nicole, it'll be okay. I don't mind if you have to vote me off. I'm gonna be okay. And then she fell out.
She's like, bah, no.
Oh, no. And that was a total setup by her.
Yelled at her mom.
Like I'll do my second
yes.
I just want to say that, okay, we all think she's a 50-year-old woman
named
Gertrude, right?
Yeah.
But
we've been saying that.
That's when you see someone's real personality, right? You see their real,
seriously,
like, spirit when they deal with BS,
I still
you
don't know?
Know
if that, yeah, that was real, though, of her.
I feel like
there was an act in that, even in that.
Yeah.
I understand the emotions made her crushed, but I feel like, you know, she
falling
is so...
Falling on the floor, you're 13.
Mommy,
so
you promised me.
Mommy, you promised me. It's like, Mommy, dearest.
A lot of it was...
No wire hangers.
Last time I checked, y'all lived in Colorado in a little house, and you only had one bathroom. Your mom can't promise you a damn thing.
And there's Marcy's opinion, ladies and gentlemen. I love it. This is what we missed when you weren't here.
I'm just saying.
way, Marcy was not here last week, and we missed her tremendously.
The realness.
We'll tell you the truth.
Marcy, the truth. Did I hear a truth somewhere?
I did.
I'm having abandonment issues because you didn't show up last week.
I know.
You were majorly missed.
Like
you were.
Huh?
And that's probably, it's probably the reason that Rachel went home, by the way.
I was going to say.
But let's kind of do a little tiny recap of last week. So, Lenny Kravitz came and sang.
You're like, I just saw a performance.
Yeah. Yeah,
right? Lenny Kravitz sang, and then we had
Mary J,
which she was amazing. And, you know, she actually, who called that tonight? She's gotten better with her age. Right, yeah. Marcy? Yeah.
The truth.
For sure.
Mary is, like, amazing now. When she first
started
out.
She's amazing.
Oh, it was painful. Yeah. It was like Keisha Cole.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah, she was off key. It was all bad.
Yeah.
But now, I love her. She's amazing. I saw her at the Hollywood Bowl. I would pay whatever.
And she was also really evil too back then. Like, she really was a rough.
She was an addict.
No, she was an addict, but no, she did. I mean, she was like
rough
one of those
around the edges.
Yeah, she definitely changed up her whole quality of life.
She was with that a-hole boyfriend.
Guy from Jodeci?
Yes, from Jodeci. Yeah. Who,
he was probably beating her.
Yeah.
Let it out somehow.
She like,
that's so
legit
sad.
Came straight out of, like, the project. I mean, she, yeah.
It's what happens. You got to adjust to the fame. Like, what's going to happen to the person who wins X Factor? How are they going to
win? Or even everyone
when Chris Renee wins the X Factor?
Yes, Chris Renee.
If Chris Renee wins X Factor,
well, you know he's going to.
The entire show is a joke, and I may never watch it again.
Whoa.
I thought you were going to do something crazy.
It's going to do so much for the show, though.
Hold on. She's got a point, y'all, because I'm sorry, but I will start with this. Their little sob stories, you know, throughout the night, they gave Chris the most love.
Oh my God.
Yes.
They give him the most love even when they're doing the, as
they
we're watching.
They are packaging him.
They want him to win.
Someone made a comment about, like, the way the, you know, let's go to this camera angle, that camera angle, and they were, like, on beat with something that he was doing. Like, they do different things
for him.
Probably
got the people from, like, Extreme Home Makeover or something, you know, because they always use those sick angles.
They need to get the people from
you cry every time.
And the music.
Facial makeup. Yeah. See his teeth? Like, that's what they need for him.
Child.
Yeah, seriously, come on.
If they fix the teeth, he ain't getting no
more. I have nothing to say about Chris Renee right now.
If they fix the teeth, he ain't a crackhead.
I do not want him.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. The teeth means the drug addiction. That's
did I just
physical
say that
proof.
Just...
But it's true.
I
meth
will not
does
talk
that.
About his addiction because I think that stuff is very serious.
It is.
But it is.
It is.
But I will say this. The boy is not talented, and he should not be on the top four on X Factor.
But come on, Marcy, you know this. They keep on saying, listen, you're not the best singer, but by the way, right. you
that's
win our hearts. You know,
it's like lovability.
You know
but
what?
Let's go back to the name of the show. It's not like, you know, the sing-off.
Right.
It's not whatever.
Or
it's called the X Factor. It's like who we love, who can perform. And by the
I'm
way,
sorry.
And the
Marcus-
crowd did love it. I was the crowd. You don't ever hear the crowd as loud as you did for other performers
tonight
too.
The crowd was really into it.
But he was the first one that you were hearing the Chris. It was really insane.
So
he's the winner of personality factor.
What you're saying is, I need to go cut off my leg.
Yes, we got to by the end
go
of the-
audition for X Factor next year and talk about.
I will cut off your leg.
Yeah,
we
do. We do.
You do.
We need to develop a story for you.
Yeah.
I need a story.
Because you could sing. We all know that.
It'd be all good.
By the way, this is kind of weird tonight because I was thinking about you in American Idol and everything.
Whoa.
And I was like, you know what? I mean, honestly, y'all, you have to have a story.
Yes. Yes. No,
you
that's
do.
What it's about.
Kelly Clarkson didn't have to because she was the first American Idol ever. But now you have to have a story, even if you're American Idol, or even if you are X Factor, or whatever it is, The Voice.
The Voice, yeah.
This show more than ever, though, it seems like. Because, I mean, American Idol, even just last season, there was just cool the top people I said I liked. Who was my favorite? The
You like Hayley.
Reinhardt.
Yeah,
you know,
and she didn't have a dramatic story, but this particular X Factor show, they're really like.
The stories, especially with American Idol, for Kelly Clarkson, her story, like, America wasn't used to all, like, how intense these stories got. Kelly Clarkson, the story was that she's a small town girl, you know, from small town, and now she's here.
And I know Kelly, and y'all. And
wasn't
y'all,
she from Texas?
Now she's just a big girl, poor baby.
Right. Well,
Jesus Christ.
I know.
I'm like, put
I know.
The food down.
No,
I love her. Don't get me wrong.
No.
I love
we
Kelly.
We love overweight people.
Her voice is stupid. She is the best American Idol, period.
Wait, Carrie Underwood's good, though, too.
No, not as good as Kelly Clarkson.
I just like Carrie
Underwood. I know Kelly personally, because I did a movie with her. And I know
her,
like,
you need to
she
tell
is
her
the
that
most,
she needs to stop eating.
Well, I don't talk to her anymore.
Put the donuts
but
down.
I will say this, it's been a while since we did the movie, and like, your metabolism slows down.
No, she had big girl potential.
No, but
she had
also
big girl potential on the show.
But also, did she doesn't care, though. Now, doesn't
she
talk?
Doesn't care
it's like part of, and that's going to kind of ruin her, not ruin her, but
it,
she's going to gain more weight.
Her.
No, but she's going to gain more weight. she's going to gain more weight because it's now part of her thing. Like, oh, she's the relatable. I don't care. I'm just a regular woman.
She's a girl from Texas.
Exactly.
What was the big movie? It was more of a Latin movie. Real Women Have Curves.
Yeah, like, it's, I love them.
But y'all, come on, Kelly Clarkson. The last two albums she's had, have you heard anything about them?
No.
Yeah. Clive is like, dude.
But it's not, because of the weight. It's not because of the weight.
It's not because of the weight.
It's also, it's not her time anymore.
She wants to write her own music, and I think she's brilliant, and I think they should let her, and they should just give her help and not, like, push her in the closet. And that was the huge fight between her and Clive and her label, was that she was
okay.
No offense, I'm going to ask, Kat, can I ask you something?
Yes.
Is she a little, like, you know, like, are there a lot of ups and downs with her, you know, personality-wise?
No. Kelly Clarkson is probably one of the most down-to-earth girls I've ever met. Ever. We have the same birthday, so I have to give that credit, too. But no,
When's
your birthday? April 24th.
Are you guys Taurus?
Oh, really?
Taurus. Yeah. Ooh. And, oh, God, that was not a good look, Marcy.
Oh, Marcy, tell us how you really feel.
No, she gave me the worst look. My God.
I wanted you to be an Aries.
Oh, you know what, darling?
Oh, wow.
Aries right here.
I'm very close to
Aries. I'm a real Aries.
I'm glad you're Taurus.
Okay.
Please return at once.
I know, it almost sounds like a Kelly recap show.
Well, here's the thing.
Back to X Factor.
All right, no, let me say one thing before we get into the X Factor, okay? And I am putting up a finger. Because Kelly Clarkson started this whole phenomenon.
Yeah.
Okay? Yep. That's it. Now.
And that big bushy haired boy.
Hell yeah.
Justin Guarini.
Yeah, I had a kiss.
His nose is like melting off.
Did you?
In the movie. All right. So, Rachel Crowe, we're done with. We're sorry. Why? Mm-hmm. Mama, you promised me. Well, you know what? Mamas don't keep promises sometimes. Now, number one.
Natalie.
Uh-huh. Natalie, yes. Number one, we have got, let's see, who's first, y'all?
Marcus.
Tonight is Marcus. And this is America's Choice, by the way. America's Choice for the Pepsi Choice Award. And Marcus got Boys to Men, I'll Make Love to You,
and
which
was
very
lackluster.
Awkward. I'm sorry, we fast forwarded. And
we literally didn't care.
We've never done that all season, have we?
We've never done that.
The performances are the ones that count. So, I mean, those are the parts that count. Not even so much as you know, when they're saying, like, call in, whatever. But we did fast forward it because it got boring really, really
and
fast.
And he started off key. Like,
in fairness, there was two or three weeks ago, we did watch one of his performances a couple times because he was good then.
Yeah.
But this
Rock
time,
with you, and he ended up in the bottom.
Yeah, so and this time we were just like, no, we couldn't. None of us.
It was boring.
I wrote nothing. I wrote the name of the song.
I wrote like what they said about it, but whatever. I kind of think that we fast forward it too because when we first started, you know, we all know we're all musicians. We can hear the very first part of the song. Yes, you are, JC. You can like hear the first part
of
the song.
You're an entertainer.
And you go, oh, that sounds exactly like Boys to Men. It's going to be exactly the same all the way through. Okay, done next. That's what I felt like.
Yes,
I already know what it's going to be.
And it was.
It was. It was.
But
it was
this
that.
Was America's Choice, right?
Yeah. As if what the America sees him as. Yeah.
America.
I just want
to. Is starting to convince me that they are idiots.
starting to.
I'm like, why would you pick that for this boy?
Yeah.
Well. You know, they aren't creative.
Usher, I'd rather talk
Chris
about what
Brown,
they were wearing.
Like,
he looked
Paula.
Like what?
He looked like a valet.
A valet.
You know, I should know because I had the same suit at home. I showed you guys pictures. True story. But Paula looked phenomenal.
Yeah.
I thought she did.
And what the hell?
She always
Nicole
looks
wearing?
Good. I know, Nicole.
I don't care
Nicole has a rainbow. Had
it
a rainbow.
It was not sexy, that collar thing. It was
kaleidoscope vomit.
But y'all, it was see through too. Like, you
don't
saw,
care.
Okay, that was saving grace. Okay.
No.
I don't know. I don't even want
to
talk about it.
It needs to be more see through.
Just go watch the show
her.
And yeah. see her outfit. Okay, next.
Should we compare it to his second performance?
Yeah, go ahead.
I thought his second was better.
Yeah, because the first one wasn't that good, yeah.
I thought that was the nail in the coffin for him.
Oh.
Yeah.
I thought he should have been like a singer on a cruise.
Careless Whispers.
By Wham.
Sorry.
Right?
And I'm a big
Marcus
fan.
Marcus doing...
Wham.
No.
That wrong song.
George Michael, like, the gay version of the song, too? Like,
yeah.
No.
But who chose it? L.A. or...
Yeah,
yeah. LA.
Second song that judges would pick. So.
Which is weird.
It was that bad?
It was that bad.
It was cool.
It was off.
No,
well, it was cool. It was cool for somebody who knew he was going home.
That's what I felt.
That's what I was saying.
Performing at the factory in West Hollywood.
I just felt like
that's what it was cool for.
Air 5.
Yes.
Okay.
That's what it was cool for.
Yeah, just a little bigger than that. Bye, Marcus.
He's missing.
He knows he's going.
He just. I don't think he can.
Never did it.
He had a tough three singers,
and he had a tough emotional week too. He knows he's going home.
Yeah, and if it was about the best singer, you know,
well,
he might.
He performed his first. He performed. Don't you think? Yeah.
I don't know about that.
He now has a title.
I think he feels so bad.
Which is what?
It's called the 3-time Save Me Champion.
Oh, yes.
Okay. Touch that.
Touch it, kid. Touch it.
He doesn't have a story at all. He's going home, poor thing.
Yeah,
he could only talk about his mom and going back to college like
so
enough times.
So long, farewell, Avita, say goodbye.
Yeah, pretty much, because some people have to go back to flipping burritos when he has to dread college.
Oh, God.
Out of everyone.
I gotta go.
I'm not feeling the worst for him. Definitely not.
Y'all, come on. Really? Going back to college? I don't think so. He's going to have a full-time contract.
Yeah, he's not setting foot in the school.
Uh-uh.
Yeah, no way.
And I liked his personality. I wanted to push for him, but it's over. It's done. That's it. So.
Yeah. Next, Chris Renee.
Overrated.
Well, what the F? Yes, yeah. Because he saved
WTF. That's all I'm wearing the shirt for him.
Last week. Let's talk about this, y'all. He sang his own song last week in the show, and now America thinks he's the most talented guy alive.
Talented? That is not a word I would put in the same sentence with him ever.
Wow.
I
think his own songs and everyone watches him.
His lyrics, you know, the rapping and stuff, that was impressive in terms of singing. He doesn't have the best voice, nor is he the best performer necessarily.
No, he's not.
He should be more behind the
Taylor
scenes.
Swift.
Yes.
Yeah. Look, Heart.
Heart can only take you so far.
Yeah, I was so bored. Like, I'm so over
what
him.
What was the first song he did? He did initially.
I Just Wanna Fly by Sugar Ray.
Oh, that's so weird.
I just wanna fly.
Such a random song. I know. Out of every song.
What do you think you could have said?
To me, this is saying that the generation who's watching this is like us, you know? We're the people, like, who only 90s, like, growing up in the 90s, only you'd pick
good
that
point.
Song, you know?
Melissa,
well, the thing
point.
Is, here's what I thought was cool about them not, I mean, they didn't get to choose their songs, obviously, which, you know, you could only do what America gives you, but you could still do your arrangement a certain way. Mm-hmm. You can, you know, have your stage present a certain way. And that first performance, he wasn't very good. Even me, I'm not really like the style person. I asked JC, I'm like, I don't know, is his look matching the performance? Like, I was really.
I thought he looked like a Top Gun reject with it. Like,
he wore like
Tom
a really unflattering, fitting, leather jacket.
Grease. He looked like Grease.
It was all off.
Better be grateful that his story is so dang good.
Yeah,
that wasn't.
And I think women kind of like him. I think because he kind of. Certain women. I'm telling you, not Marcy.
No, and me neither.
If
not me.
Just me and Chris. There would be no other people made on this earth because.
God, I just set you up for that. This one, awesome. Yeah. I'll be done.
Boom.
Yeah.
Can we talk about his next song?
Me neither, unless we got really drunk.
Even then.
Oh, God.
Alicia Keys.
I thought one of you girls thought he was good looking earlier.
I think we confused him with Philip Lomax. We confused him.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
No, but I do think he has strong features.
Yeah.
Okay?
Strong.
Listen, yeah, what do you mean?
What are you talking about? What are you talking about, Kat?
You got strong.
No, I'm with you.
What are you saying, Katty?
It's like Tom Hardy meets Ron Howard.
Right, Jesse? He's like chiseled.
I mean, I'm just saying,
you don't
walk up to somebody and be like,
baby,
hey,
you got strong lips.
Well, I mean, you have strong features.
And those teeth, baby, people with gaps are leaders.
And them goofy ears I can hold on to. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
He doesn't have like one gap, though. He has like
five.
He's got like all happy
Gabby.
It's very Anna Paquin. It worked for her. It could work for him. You never know. Come on.
But his is a different kind of gap. It's
just like
teeth and enamel wearing gap.
Yeah.
Because of drugs.
And we'll leave it at that.
Is that why?
But also, to put the nail in the coffin, he's saying Alicia Keys, no one else. I thought
but
that was
he has
no one.
Ability.
What?
He has lovability.
I love Alicia Keys.
Hold on,
Keys.
Let me go vomit because he has no lovability.
Alicia Keys has lovability and
Thank
she writes
you.
And she composes.
Thank
yes.
you.
Yeah. Like Chris Renee, no.
By the way, hello. Chris Renee played his own piano and then he got up and started rapping.
What did he do? He did like three chords.
Yeah.
But he did have the killer story that, you know, it just, they stepped it up a little bit. Okay. I mean, we've done the drug thing for so long and then this time they talked
I know.
I'm just trying to get you there as far as like why
it's
everyone was so. I know it's not going to happen, but I'm
going
to just analyze it.
Keep
it
going, Ronnie.
Well, no, because...
Let's talk about Simon.
Simon, what is... What?
Wait, I want to hear what...
What do you mean?
Because he was always saying it's, you know, drugs was always his story. Now this time he talked about making those dumb mistakes, and I'm assuming he was referring to drugs and how he wanted to, I guess, rehabilitate his
his
father son. Yeah, no, he wanted to rehabilitate his father son relationship. I made a lot of mistakes, and as he was trying to do that, his dad died.
I'm just gonna say
I get it, but
America,
you
if
gotta
you vote for him. You're making a mistake.
Good.
Yeah. That's fine. Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
but it is. It is yeah. what it we is, co- though, and that's what made it so, like, you know, that's why people even fell out more, because they were like, oh man, he is yeah. just, we just love him so much.
Yeah.
So.
People are definitely eating it up.
Yeah.
Tugging well, my heartstrings.
Eating it up.
All well, I know is I need to find me an addiction to something by the next time.
Coffee.
Yeah. Coffee. Chocolate.
I'm a caffeine addict. oh, by the way, L.A. Reid was shaking tonight.
Oh, the bobblehead thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they did. They did like a clip. They did a clip on Jimmy Kimmel about that. Yeah.
What was that?
It was the bobblehead thing.
He's been.
What is that?
But I want to say though, back to Chris, y'all. Simon, surprisingly, Marcy, like praised him.
I'm not going to say his performance of No One was horrible. It wasn't horrible. I just don't think that he needs to win the X Factor.
No,
I don't think that he needs to be in the top four.
I agree with that.
That's my thing. Yeah.
Like, but he is the dark horse, y'all.
He's not a dark horse. He's a freaking white horse.
I feel like he's going to win already.
It's impossible to be a dark horse if you have been the light horse, whatever, white horse the whole time.
Yeah.
It's like, if he's the dark horse the whole time, then is he really?
Because I feel like Rachel was in the same boat as him as well, because she was also... So she was adopted. She was a crack baby. The story was there as well. So.
She was born addicted.
Statement. Mm-hmm.
They all have stories. My God.
I'm telling you, we need a story, y'all.
We are going to get me a story.
I'm going right tonight.
We'll make,
guys, viewers on like AfterBuzz, let's write a story for Marcy.
Marcy.
I'm gonna go audition.
Put it on Facebook.
I just need a story.
Y'all, if you have any ideas for Marcy tonight, please tweet us or email us at AfterBuzzTV. Next, Melanie Amaro. Simon's last girl, Boo Hoo. Oh my God, she's
love
amazing.
Her.
She sang Mariah Carey's "Hero." That was very predictable, but
she's effortless.
She killed it. Yeah. And I swear, I like her voice better than Mariah's. I don't know.
Mariah tweeted at her too.
Yeah.
Okay, let's talk about this. Mariah was amazing. Like the first 3 years or 4 years she was out, and then. I don't know what happened.
Yeah.
She met Missy Elliott. I don't know.
Like,
well, she got into that, like, abusive relationship. I mean, like...
That's funny.
She, like, lost it a little
know,
bit, didn't she? Did she have a breakdown?
She
had a breakdown.
I don't know, but her voice broke
down. She had a breakdown.
She had a song called Breakdown.
I don't want to get off... it's because she was dating some Latin guy named Luis Miguel, who's, like, the super famous Latin heartthrob guy, and he just tore her heart and made her go batshit crazy.
Yeah, but what has that got to do with your voice?
No.
She should have listened to
then
Tina.
Then she did songs with the old dirty bastard, and there you go.
Let me tell you something. Relationships and men can do something to your life and your heart. And your
please.
Soul.
Please.
And so then we kill
man
those
up.
Men.
That's what I say.
Sometimes you can man up. Sometimes you just write about it.
Yeah.
And then,
yeah, that's true.
So we're talking about Mariah or Melanie?
Yeah, let's move on. I don't like this. They're throwing guys on the
you
so
like,
sad,
you don't like the bashing.
I want to say, bashing I do want to say
right
this
now.
About the performance. And I mentioned this while they were singing. It was an acoustic piano. That was it, right?
Yeah.
Doing this. And I've never heard it that way live on, you know... national television. I thought it was really, it was pretty cool. And I thought that Simon actually stepped up to the plate on this one because he knows this girl could win.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
She has the
Maybe
best
not
voice.
Rachel Crowe. She does have the best voice, but it doesn't matter in this competition, obviously.
Because she needs the best story.
Yes.
Chris Renee.
Oh,
she has a pretty good story,
Are you
too.
Kidding me? I'm from the Virgin Islands. is that right?
I don't know if it's real.
Yeah.
I did good.
She came up with that,
you
too.
You did good. You did good.
Yeah, yeah, well, what if she made that up?
She probably didn't even...
2 weeks later,
she's like, shit.
Simon was like, look.
You need a hook.
You need something. Make up an accent
Rosetta
now.
Stone or something?
She's probably never been to the Virgin
Rosetta
Islands.
Stone.
Yeah. she grew up in Compton. I'm just...
Seriously.
You know.
I agree with Paul, though. I didn't like the change, especially in the first verse.
I liked it. Okay.
That was just my opinion.
I didn't like it because, first of all, the song people love because it's familiar. If she starts off on a different key, people hear something's off, but they might not know, have the musical knowledge to know what's wrong, but they know that something's off.
Right.
Because it's not what's familiar. Mm-hmm. So if they're going to go the familiar route, then commit.
It seemed frivolous. I thought that's it was the first verse.
Frivolous. Wow.
I got a thesis.
I'll have to learn how to spell that.
Words.
Okay.
But just like frivolous. It just seemed like they did it just for the sake of doing it.
Right, yeah, you know? Exactly.
Because right as the song picked up, then she went to the song.
Yeah, I didn't like it. I didn't like it at all.
I love the next song though.
Oh, what's the next song?
Duh.
Oh, Nina Simone.
That was she killed that was it. Heat for her. That Wait, was really
that
good.
That was awesome.
Girls, oh, and her. Oh, good.
Girls. Boys too, because y'all have to admit she looked freaking fantastic.
She needs to keep that style.
I was gonna, yeah. I was gonna say, can
her
I say
waist
one?
Looked like it was,
but not on the first performance. No, on the first performance, girl. There was you, yeah, this was yeah. the some of the people in this room were like, whoa, her look is a little bit different, but yeah. It was.
All I know is, if I'm a big girl, sucked. I want whoever's dressing her to dress me.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah, looks good.
You know, well, she's finally in that age where she's got
19.
Yeah,
she's where not she, 34.
Where she can,
her body looks like she's 34. No, it does.
No,
yeah, I know
like
personally. Weight will make
look.
You look 80 years older.
But Marcy, they couldn't do that with Rachel Crowe. Like Rachel Crowe is like she's 13 and she just is a Shirley Temple chubby factor. Like she's cute.
Shirley Temple is not chubby.
She's got the hair of Shirley like Temple, the personality.
Baby, baby weight. Yeah,
so in other words, Rachel Crowe is not cute. She's adorable because.
I'm sorry.
No one's going to say she's a cute little girl. She's more of an adorable little girl.
Listen,
unfortunately,
she'll probably...
she's in Hollywood. She's going to be skinny at one point in her life.
Yeah.
Oh, Melanie, too, will get the Jordan Sparks. Okay. Melanie
Hello,
will be
Jennifer
Jordan
Hudson.
Sparks. Yeah. No, yeah. Everyone.
They're
yeah.
all going to be on Weight Watchers or something.
If they were doing an endorsement for me...
Janet Jackson is getting on Ginny...
Ginny Craig.
Janet Jackson is? Really?
But she's always
I heard she got ribs removed to make her waist look
amazing.
Sad.
Amazing.
That's
amazing.
That's
heard
that.
Not true. All right, I think we're getting off track.
Yes.
All right.
Okay.
Let's just shut the front door because.
But that
this
second performance was really good.
Yeah.
Wow.
Amazing. Amazing.
She's
so
never
good.
Really like. She's never really like. Yeah, oh, go ahead.
It was like Leona Lewis in like X Factor UK when
yes.
she won it.
Yes,
I was just so happy that she like for the first time like moved. She had legs.
Yeah.
Like she wasn't just plopping. She like grabbed the mic for the first time, took it off the stand, did a little like head movement,
went to the judges.
And like did the you know the sexy walk. We've never seen any of that from her,
no,
and
I
it was
agree.
It was great to see for her. You
that
know?
Was awesome.
And she needs that because she's getting a little boring, only in the sense of not in music wise. Because we all know she's a great person. That's not what I'm saying. But like, she's getting boring in the sense that these stories are overpowering it. It's becoming personality factor, like you said. So I think she needed that second performance. And you guys, we all loved it. Like when we were sitting there.
Yeah. And also, you know, Simon's getting a little bit nervous because we saw that you know that hesitant side of him where he was like, "America, listen, vote." She's got the best voice. She is the X Factor right now.
She really is.
And it's honestly, it's not fair if she loses, y'all. It's not.
Mm-hmm. It's not. And we're all going to be bitching and moaning next year about it.
I mean.
Because she's going to lose.
And I honestly love to see her transition from her looking like all pale and like, I'm rehearsing and I'm from Havana, and then and then she looks
she
like
a makeover every week.
Amazing.
Yeah, she does.
Oh,
yeah.
She's not from Havana.
No,
she from?
Virgin Islands. Havana's in Cuba.
Hysterical. It's okay.
Aren't they really close?
But she's also from Florida, like originally.
Miami, whatever. We learned that truth later on in the season. Okay.
So she's not going to win. You're saying, Marcy?
I think she's lying. She's from Compton. I swear.
I called her.
She's really good with accents.
I want her to win.
Yeah.
But you know what? I can't get my hopes up because if Chris wins, I don't want to have to, like, you know, do something violent.
I don't. You know what? I'm glad I'm not going
to have to.
If you do something violent, that could be part of your story that we're developing.
That's true.
You have an anger problem. Okay,
go
I'm
crazy.
Working on it.
Go crazy. Be violent.
We're
going to
market you.
We're
going to market you.
Too bad haters not around anymore. That old that Mario Lopez show put her together.
The whole show didn't it just
that
start,
one that
started
like 2 weeks.
Yeah. Oh, that was awful.
Yeah, that show was vintage.
It lasted 2 weeks.
Something like that. So.
Yeah, yeah, it did. It lasted 2 episodes.
Well, that's so sad. Okay, moving on to Josh.
Yes, forget. I love that.
Keep it going.
Josh,
you are the best.
Like, she's been
magic.
Say what?
Credit.
Say what?
Like, moving things along.
She's good. She's good.
Best.
Josh, come together. Yeah, okay.
Oh, no, don't go into
you
know
what?
We're not there yet.
Whoa.
We're not there.
Whoa.
We're not talking about
whoa, speed.
Thank you and good night.
Let's stay on America's
well,
Choice,
Josh.
People.
And that's the show. You know, it's like.
Oh, you were wrong.
Yeah, that's it, you guys.
Wow.
I know. All you, I was like, you guys are effing crazy.
Oh, you are right?
Yeah.
Come together.
Well, then, sorry. That's all.
I said nothing, for the record.
Honestly,
I did.
I, yeah.
But you know why I got confused? Because, honestly, Josh out of all of them tonight stood out for me? What'd y'all say?
No.
We just sighed really loudly.
Okay. No, so I just felt like Josh stood out tonight.
I did. I will agree with you. I really like Josh. I mean, and he's looking cleaner and cleaner.
And his brother talks. Is that kind of the same?
Clean. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was
his
so
brother
weird.
Is him, yeah.
I really like
Josh. Oh, the voice. Yeah, if you're not watching. Yeah, they sounded exactly alike. That was funny. That's
yeah,
weird.
But this is the first second. Time I heard about his brother.
I know, I didn't even know he had a sibling.
Well, they wanted to bring out another aspect
they
of everyone's
keep on
story
rolling
tonight.
Out the story, I tell
They're
you.
Like, oh, he lived with me.
He has no story, but the burrito factory, his mother.
He's worked hard, yeah.
Whatever his daughter, they don't talk about her anymore.
Now is about paying the brother back, yeah.
What if it was like an actress to be her daughter or something?
Maybe. Why don't they give Marcus more of a story?
He might be a deadbeat dad.
Marcus only has his mother, and he mows big lawns.
Yes.
And he goes to church.
Big lawns.
And his auntie is a pastor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And he is very sensitive towards his other competitors. We like that about Marcus. But anyway, on to Josh. Josh sang Come
Tragic
Together by Beatles. And
I thought it was good.
It was fantastic.
I enjoyed it.
He looks such like a professional up there. He looks really strong.
Out of everyone,
that performance
he is
too,
the most confident.
Very, very strong up there.
Like, he's like, I've done this.
And that's the song that America chose, right?
Which is good. It matched him. And he has an element of, like, I don't want to say, like, he's not nervous, but, like, not that he doesn't care. He clearly cares, but he's going to continue to do it. And this was a great little platform for him.
Right.
And when you do perform sometimes where you're not given a damn, it's kind of nice, you know, because it's a better performance. And that's what I felt like he was doing.
I have a question.
At the beginning.
I agree. But I also have a question. Who do you think comes out there, like you just said, he comes out with confidence. Who do you think comes out there with, you know, we all know when people look nervous and like, you know, on the edge of their seat. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Like it's do or die. Do or die is a very ugly performance. Like, if you're a do or dier.
It is.
And you got to perform, that's really bad.
Because,
Marcus, this time was a do or dier, and you could feel it, I thought.
I honestly,
with the last song.
The last song vocally for Melanie kind of felt like that for me. I feel like she was pushing a little bit. I love the song, and I think towards the end it got better, but I felt like she was a little out of control or something.
I think she didn't really know the song. She's 19. So, like, she probably only heard the song, like, once or twice.
That's probably
ever.
True.
Yeah. So she probably just had to learn it this week.
Well... Okay. Well, that was actually a good question. Because, like, honestly, I can't stand to watch people and feel like this. Oh, no.
Like, yeah. It's
but as performers, don't you guys agree that that's what it is? If you have a do-or-die mentality, like you go into an audition and I have to book this, you become, like, the worst element of yourself.
Yeah, it's horrible.
And it's not even that, though. Like, if it's stuff that you don't know.
Great to not give a damn.
Or that you're not, like, invested in. Like, you're always in a do-or-die situation.
Y'all, what's the big C word? Confidence.
I didn't think that at all.
I was like, yeah. Where are you going with that?
Yeah. Seriously, there's a lot of C words.
That's my C word.
We are the worst.
Yeah.
Where are these dirty minds, Jesse? What is going on?
The four letter C word? That's what I thought.
There is.
Yeah. Me too.
But Josh,
anyway.
Let's go back to Josh.
Go back to Josh. Josh then sang Girls, My Macedo Twins. Y'all please tell everybody what he sang.
Hallelujah. Which obviously is written by Leonard Cohen originally.
Praise Lord.
And first performed by him.
I got
probably
it.
One of the most covered songs.
Yeah, Jeff Buckley, Katie Lang.
And I thought he did a beautiful job with it.
Phenomenal.
I mean, it was a real stripped down, like, mellow version of him, which we didn't really get to see a lot.
Which we don't see a lot,
season.
I thought he was really good.
Me too.
But
I'm following the butt with you. Yeah.
I'm not.
I just didn't feel it.
It didn't give me chills, and Melanie gave me chills tonight.
I feel like that song is just so
right away
so dynamic.
It is, but you just base it. Don't compare to other singers.
I don't think I was trying to.
It's hard, but it's hard. I don't know if I can't get Jeff Buckley out of my head.
I understand, but Jeff Buckley wasn't the first one to sing it.
I know, but he was the best version.
He was
for me.
Hands down, yes. Which, by the way, I told the girls tonight, the Macedo Twins, I said, y'all should sing this song in concert because they would sound so freaking good.
Oh, God.
No,
I'll resurrect Jeff Buckley.
I'm telling you. Y'all
I agree.
Y'all
but although the end of his performance was undeniable, I will say that, like, I had the little, you know, he was amazing, but they needed a little more.
Yes.
But the end, I will say, is 100% so good. I just feel like that song, it, to me, it's like a song you hear, and not comparing to anybody else, but it's almost like you have like a montage of just like, you're moving your head when you're, right? Am I, okay, I thought it was like super weird for that. And I'm like, I didn't get that as much as when I've heard that song done by other people. So there you go.
Okay, some of us think it's not the best song, and some of us think it was great, but L.A. Reid said he didn't like it. It was like a WTF moment because he said it lacked excitement.
Yeah, he did say that.
Was that song supposed to be exciting?
I think, lacked fire squirting out.
And sometimes I feel like L.A. doesn't know what to say when he's not connected maybe with the genre maybe.
L.A. he was posturing. Hip-hop.
He was oh, this was a great perspective. Please say this.
Well,
I'm glad you
disagree with the fact that L.A. only likes hip-hop.
JC, what were you going
to say? Listen to what JC said, which is a great aspect.
He did it all for posturing because he's got to save his guy. He's got to save Marcus.
Oh, that's
so
true.
So tear down.
Because, you know, Marcus doesn't have the most talent, but he has what?
Lovability.
But this week he even lost that. He even lost that. But no, yeah, you tear down. You make tragic. You make him tragic by saying you're bad. And then, no, but he wasn't. He wasn't. But that's what L.A. Reid's, you know.
Whoa.
Unnecessary.
That's been said before. It was an unnecessary last time.
I love that you got that, and I'm like, you know.
I know.
The worst.
I know. How'd your comments
nice
just
job,
slide
Jesse,
by?
Nice job.
Yeah, that's why I just L.A. was high, because that was not that bad. Even if you didn't like it, you could not say that it was a horrible performance. I'm sorry. Enough said. He's just trying to push up Marcus.
Yeah, it was a good performance.
Yeah, see, you can't say it was bad.
And he played the piano the whole time.
He did.
Unlike
he
Marcus's
did.
Sad little three note.
Or
moment.
What? Chris. No, Chris.
I'm sorry, Chris. Yeah. Yeah.
But I truly feel as a group, we all liked Melanie's second performance better. The only reason I say that is in my notes, I wrote LOL because we were all like laughing or whatever noise that came out. We were like, we were all into it.
Well,
that much.
Those notes, yeah.
Yeah, we all as a group.
Oh, yeah.
You did the wow. You wrote
I was
wow.
Like,
so,
I was like, wow.
So you wrote WOW. I wrote LOL. And that's what we all reacted to as a group for. What are you doing?
Oh yeah, her amazing finale.
Are you flying away?
Her range is amazing.
My chills. I get the chill bumps.
Oh, is that what that was?
These are my goosebumps because I do like Melanie gives me goosebumps. But also tonight, I feel like Josh stepped up to the plate too because
I do too.
And in an easygoing, chill way.
Yeah.
Almost like I have to compare him again to like a Ray LaMontagne, that scratchy voice. Please sing to me all night. Like, you know, I would love to see him at, like, the Wiltern or something in L.A.
Someplace small and
intimate.
Yeah.
And we don't need those stupid dancers behind you.
No, we don't.
He will never, hands down, $100 or maybe $1,000, that he will never have dancers behind him.
Yeah, never.
That's retarded, Nicole. No. Stop it.
Yeah. That is retarded.
And Josh's best thing is over the course, we've all discussed that he has been the one who can do, like, he's dipped into other genres probably better than a lot of people.
The Michael Jackson, Dirty Diana.
He's made a way to, consistency he definitely has. So hopefully he does make it in the end.
Yeah, I think he's been the most consistent.
It does seem like it's Chris Renee and Melanie is what
Please
it seems.
That boy's name.
I know, but I'll say it again just to really.
No, but they're taking three.
Get it to you. I mean, because you got to admit,
three.
It's going to happen. It feels like it's going
to
happen.
Three. No, but they're taking three to the final.
You're right. This is the.
So Marcus is going.
Marcus is going.
Okay. Yeah. So
and
then
before we go,
and we're doing our finale.
JC, go ahead.
I was going to ask you guys a question because we're rating their overall performance. But what do you best song of the night?
Melanie's second one.
Melanie's second one.
It was like by far. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I agree.
Feeling how we do.
Because I thought you guys were feeling Josh so much on Hallelujah.
No, but no.
Yes, but we never all made a noise that we made after Melody.
Yeah, it was... Yeah.
We were like... Aah!
We were like in like a gospel church. We
all of us, yeah. Everyone's hands
going
were...
Going to church. Going to church.
It's a whole different song. It's a completely different genre. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Melanie, Josh, they're in totally separate ends. Like... I don't look
so
at
would
Josh
be good to
and
see
think
them too,
of Melanie. You know what I'm saying? It's like, so I love Josh.
And I just can't
equally.
Believe she's 19. Like, all these young people are like so
nuts.
She looks like she's 45.
She looks way older. She does
look who? What are you talking about?
Melanie.
Oh, because well, she's chubby, yeah.
No, it's not because she's chubby. She just looks
her
older.
Her presence and like, it's just weird.
Her
it's
voice.
Like older. I feel like she looks so much older.
Too. Oh, like even socially she's
a little.
Yeah,
maybe her
That's
voice.
True.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She doesn't seem like she'd hang with a 20-year-old group.
Well, also, what's coming out of here,
her voice is deeper than
a 19-year-old.
Yeah, an average 19-year-old.
Exactly. Sure. So can we go into predictions?
This should be short.
This should be very short.
Okay, yeah. So I really, really, really want Marcus to go home.
Okay, fine, me too.
More than Chris?
I mean Chris.
You're confusing now.
You said it.
Wait, you want
What'd she say?
I'm so sorry, Marcus.
This is an exclusive because Marcy has been saying Chris is going home the entire night.
Kat.
And she's saying no.
Kat, how long you been doing AfterBuzz?
47 years.
She invented it.
We have a commercial break.
Shut up. We haven't had a commercial break in a very long time.
Yeah, because we've been going on for really long. Last week was a music video.
Okay, so I guess that means we're doing it.
Why don't we go to a commercial break? I have something special, and trust me, it'll be worth it. We'll come back with your predictions right after our commercial.
Steve Jones is here.
Commercial break.
He said money.
After Buzz TV.
Hi. I was once like you. A lazy, angry loner whose only joy was watching TV and surfing the net. And, like you, after I'd see one of my favorite TV shows, I'd be so excited and have so many questions that I'd actually have to talk to my douchebag coworkers about it at the water cooler. Then I discovered AfterBuzzTV.com. AfterBuzzTV produces after-show webcasts and podcasts for TV series of all kinds, like post-game wrap-up shows for all your favorite TV shows. AfterBuzzTV hosts are industry insiders who break down episodes of shows, take calls from fans, and interview cast and crew from each series, with over 60 different after-shows, from Boardwalk Empire to American Idol to Vampire Diaries to Real Housewives. And more. Now, after a night of TV, I can ignore my stupid co-workers, who I hate, and go straight to my desk and watch or listen to all my favorite AfterBuzz TV after shows and have all the TV fan interaction I need. Thank you, AfterBuzz TV.
AfterBuzz TV. What do you want to buzz about?
We're listening to AfterBuzz TV.
Oh,
we're
on. So listen, we are back on X Factor. We're here with JC, Marcy, the Macedo twins, Michelle, Melissa, Kat, and I'm Ronnie. And I guess we're going to put something in the soup at some point. But anyways, what's up, Kat? Yeah, we like to stir it up a little bit here at AfterBuzz.
So,
I'll say.
Here's the thing.
Soup for me.
And now, you're AfterBuzz TV.
All right. Predictions. Here we go. We were just talking about Marcy's prediction.
Let's do it in unison.
Huh?
We should all do it in unison. Yeah. Who we think's going home?
Uno.
Who we
want? Wait.
How do you know that everybody has
the
same prediction?
We should predict each person's prediction.
JC.
Well, I just heard you guys talk. Let me think up my ears. Let's go. What you got? Don't mess with gold glitter.
Don't mess with
gold glitter.
All right, I'm back. All right, let's talk manly. Let's talk some football. What?
She got you on that one.
What'd she get me? What?
Gold glitter.
Child, I will high kick your ass to the sun.
Child, yes.
Let's go back to the normal manly JC.
Yeah, that's right. All right. Okay, the testes have dropped. Okay.
All right. Yeah, you and Astro.
Who said that?
Michelle.
Someone behind there. I don't know.
Only say nice things.
Okay.
It was one of them.
Who? Like, raise your hand right now if you have a different opinion of what you think we're going to say. Who's all going home?
What kind
of question? We know we're all going to say the exact same person.
No, we don't want.
Let's put some money on it. 50 cents.
Who do we want? Who do we want and who I think is two different things.
Prediction. Prediction of who we think is going home.
Oh, well, who we think is going home is Marcus.
Yes, Marcus.
So
okay. Now, who do we want to go home?
It was a good idea, right?
Chris Renee.
All right.
I don't need Chris Renee to go home.
Exactly.
Marcus
and Chris.
Whoa, Chris. Crazy eyes over here. Sorry, I just got distracted by what?
I've been needing him to go home the entire
baby blue is looking at Ronnie all crazy.
That's right. I was like, what? Whoa.
All I know is I've been needing that boy to go home all season.
Not anymore. The show's over.
Not anymore.
No, Bigby, it has nothing to do with his. Because we're down to three, and let's make it so exciting because Chris Renee's in the last episode. That's what I'm saying. JC agrees.
I'm with Ronnie on this for sure.
Exciting because he's already got to be there. Now, listen, should he have got voted? Sanjaya. 6 weeks. No, well, no, I don't want to
like
say.
It's like Sanjaya.
No, we've lost our argument. You just allowed me to lose my argument.
Freaking Ja, where has he been all my
life? That's not what I was saying, exactly.
So, follow us on Twitter at Macedo Music.
Oh, we're really
every day man at Twitter.
Okay.
Well, y'all, I think that's
unsubscribe to my YouTube page.
We have gossip enough. We have talked about everybody and their mother and their grandmother.
Oh.
And their crack babies.
I forgot to say this. I feel really sorry for Nicole.
I did.
Yeah,
that's why she. I think that's why. Like,
Nicole,
my opinion.
I'm on Nicole all the time, and
you mean because
Nicole,
of last
like,
week?
You did your thing. You're a judge. It's whatever. Like I support you. Like
I truly believe.
I'm sorry.
She didn't judge.
You're going through all that crap.
That's why she dressed so funky. In my opinion, honest to God. Is that crazy?
Didn't even
no, it's not
kick
crazy.
Rachel
I'm right.
Off. She just like did deadlock, which is like, why does everyone hate her so much? I don't understand.
I felt really bad for her.
She should have just done her job.
Of course.
Because she would have picked she would have picked Rachel to stay.
All I'm saying
is she not coming back next season?
She's got like a major paycheck.
Oh, no,
she's probably fine.
Yeah.
Oh, and an endorsement for what was it?
And that Press On Nail commercial.
That was the most excited I saw you guys throughout the show. All the girls when the nail commercial came on.
Oh my god. Could have done an hour recap on that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyhow, X Factor does go down to the last three next week. We'll see how this finale is going to go. Like I was saying, Marcy, I think that really Chris Renee is already there, so we're gonna be there,
and yeah, I hate it.
That's what we don't necessarily like it, but it is time for Marcus to go. It's going to be the final three, and hopefully it's Josh versus Melanie in the final two. That would be a great X Factor, but you know, Chris Renee gets
to be at the house,
but Chris gives a better story, and maybe the
better
buzz
story
on it.
My behind.
No, I'm just. That's,
you're behind. Turn around, Marcy.
Yeah, there's your story.
Even white girls got a shout.
Let's see this.
All right, boys and girls. I think we're going to call it a wrap tonight. And by the way, it is a week away from Christmas and Hanukkah. And
happy holidays.
And the other one, what is the other
Kwanzaa.
One?
Kwanzaa.
What is the other one? Why do you always forget the black people?
I should know this because I grew up in the South and I should know Kwanzaa.
And y'all kept us down for a long time.
This is getting real personal here.
Yeah, I was going to say that.
Let me just say something.
I watched The Help last week.
Many black women raised my boy, and that's why I have a bit of soul in my ass.
Yeah. Yes.
Like I said, I watched The Help last week.
Wow. Well, we all love black people. We love everyone.
Next week, we're going to give Marcy a little sedative.
In the house.
Oh, and shout out to Marcy, who has different hair every single week and committed to it early on.
By the way, we watched the show in a very dark room.
The rest of us have regular hair.
And I thought it was all black. No pun intended.
Sometimes you don't have to say that.
It was blue and purple. I was like, this is gorgeous. I love her hair. I love your hair.
Thank you so much.
And we love you.
All right.
And we miss you. Don't ever miss again.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be mad at you.
You don't ever miss again.
Except she will. Okay.
Oh.
We wish you a Merry X Factor. Wish you a Merry X Factor. Happy New Year.
X Factor.
Producers Kevin Dunnegaro and
Phil Spivak.
And the entire
AfterBuzz TV staff. We would like
help
to
me.
Thank you for
listening.
Help
me.
Get me out of here.
Wait a minute. Whoa. Let's start that a cappella. Let's do it a cappella. Ladies and gentlemen.
You guys gotta stand up, though. Here's the outro.
Yeah, well, if you didn't put us on the guest card.
By the way, boys and girls, in the United States of America, and AfterBuzz TV, we are singing a song.
We're trying it again. Take two.
That Phil Spivak just wrote, I always write the songs. Yeah, that's what I called him right now. And we're about to sing this. And here we go. You got the end?
You guys got to stand up.
I got
yeah, you guys got to
stand
sing.
Up.
Right. Y'all are singing.
I got the
you
end.
You guys sing.
Well, okay.
We'll watch.
Yeah, this is.
Ronnie, let's give an interpretive dance while they sing.
Whatever you do, I'll copy you.
Interpretive dance.
Okay, so.
Now, acapella. Here we go.
This is holiday spirit time over here at AfterBuzz. Catty Cat Cat is going to make it happen with the Macedo Twins. And Marcy.
Where's our Christmas spirit, y'all?
Well, it doesn't even feel like but we.
We're so focused right now. Okay, here we go. So, X Factor, bringing it on home. Catty Cat Cat.
Everybody just do one line. That's going to be easiest.
I got the last one. All
right.
Point out whoever's singing.
You guys, we have to stand up.
Yeah.
This is where we jump the shark, folks.
I'll start off.
Okay.
One, two.
Oh, hearing anything.
Okay.
And a happy. Here we go. AfterBuzz TV.
Okay.
From producers Kevin Undergaro and Michelle.
Steve Tech. Engineer DJ Jesse Janity. And entire AfterBuzz TV staff.
We'd like to thank you for listening.
To the AfterBuzz TV network. If you have questions or comments, be sure to buzz at info@afterbuzz.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter by searching AfterBuzz TV.
All right, now, Marcy.
That's not my line.
And that's the... Hold it together, people. And that's the buzz and all you should know.
No.
Never mind.
The buzz and all you should know.
Oh, okay.
All right, here's my part. Here we go. Ready?
Yo.
Buzz you later.
Oh, gosh. You and your purple hair.
I'm surrounded by crazy people. Please get me out.
Okay, interpretive dance.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.
Buzz you later, buzz you later, buzz you later.
Oh, I got it.
Buzz. Done.